great style. You dimple boy, you've got great lips. Come sit next to me for a while. Let's be glamorous and eclipse everyone in this room. Really needy and intense, you're the first boy who makes sense.
This is J.D. Doyle, and I started off part three of songs I've been meaning to play with Jeremy Gloff and the song Beautiful Boy from his new album called 1987. This year I got acquainted with an artist from Hawaii named Clay Calloway. His debut album contains quite a variety of material, from pop to cabaret to country. I asked him about the title track, Darn It Baby, That's Love.
You know, as I get older with my partner, certainly we can relate to a lot of the lyrics, as any, you know, long-term companion can, whether you're straight or gay. And initially we had considered doing it, you know, just me, myself, and I, and it just seemed a little too narcissistic. My producer and dear friend Andy Belling suggested that my partner Ty sing the duet with me. And he sings quite well in his own right. His whole family sings, and it just seemed to fall right into place. And the great thing was, is when we did actually get to do the recording, Andy had set up the microphone so that we were able to see each other while we were singing it. So we actually get to play off of each other, not just vocally, but visually as well. And I'm really happy with the result.
Start to spread my I've fallen, arches will drop like lead.
You'll find my beautiful smile has fled.
No hair atop of my shiny head.
Don't let the wrinkles upset ya. I'll still be happy I met ya.
Darn it, baby, that's love.
Someday you're gonna develop gout. All kinds of pills you can't do without.
I'll find you're getting a trifle stout.
You'll leave your teeth in a glass, no doubt.
Though you are falling apart, dear, you'll have the key to my heart, dear.
Darn it, baby, that's love.
That's love, that's love. We might as well be sensible.
That's love, that's love. To me, you're indispensable.
Despite the fact that someday your memory's gonna fail,
you'll be exhausted when you inhale.
You'll need bifocals to read your email.
I'll find your jokes are a wee bit stale.
Though you may have some indigestion, I'm glad I finally popped the question.
Darn it, baby, that's love.
That's love, that's love. We might as well be sensible.
That's love, that's love. To me, hey, here comes the modulation.
Someday you're gonna have chins to spare.
Where are the muscles that once were there?
You'll sit a rockin' in your rocking chair.
Oh boy, won't we be a gruesome pair?
Though we may look like December,
it's May, I'm gonna remember.
But you know from this little chat,
well, we can see you're no diplomat.
But darn it, baby,
that's
L-O-V. You've come to tell me something. You say I ought to know that he don't love me anymore and I have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, I'd have to move over and I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Sometimes a man's caught looking at things that he don't need. Well, it took a second look at you, but he's still in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leads you, oh, but I know where I stand, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, I have to move over and I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. No, you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Yes, that was the same artist, Clay Calloway. Well, I did tell you his CD contained quite a variety. And as long as I'm doing country, here's a Chicago band called Devin and the Straits, and a song you might have trouble finding. It's from a demo CD I persuaded Devin to send me. The song is Boys Behind Me. and get your mind out of the gutter. It's not about that. Tell me about the name of your band.
Well, the name of the band is Devin and the Straits. I had a little show, and then eventually I met these boys that decided they'd want to play with me in a show, so I had them come play, and then we got off stage, and like everybody loved it, and like people that were at the show, and I was like, how funny would it be if I called you the Straits? We could be Devin and the Straits. And then 2 months later, we actually formed a band, and that's where the name came from, because they're all straight.
How's that name gone over?
You know, very, very well. Some people instantly get that, you know, that they're probably straight and I'm probably gay. It's interesting to some people when they hear it to have their reaction, because some people, you know, find it instantly funny. Some people never even get the idea until they, you know, see the show, and then most people just think it's kind of a catchy name.
Oh, when it's cowboy night at the town hall.
Well, it was cowboy night at the town hall pub. Everyone was getting high. We were three songs in when the crowd went numb. Somebody was making googly eyes. Well, I turned to my left, turned to my right to see where the gaze did land. Well, you did the devil to call me out, or could you been heaven sent?
That's what they say.
You may fall in love.
Oh, when it's cowboy night at the town.
Well, halfway through the same damn song, I feel my knees get weak. Fire of love was flaming hot and burning me. Well, a gun went off, the bottle flew, my dogs began to bark.
took a chance to look at you way after dark.
That's what I say.
You may fall in love
when it's cowboy night at the town hall.
My spurs spin. All I needed was a quick way out to keep from falling in. Well, I grabbed my coat, grabbed my hat, headed for the door. Stopped me, said, "Hey, Devin, please give me more, more, more."
That's what they say.
You may fall in love.
This is Devin from Devin and the Straits, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage.
Cowboy Night from the self-titled debut album, Devin and the Straits. And next is a country song done more rock style. It's Dolly Parton's song, Jolene, but you've never heard it like this. I have been a fan of Eric Heimer's music for many years and want to thank him for sending me this unreleased track.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Talks about you in his sleep, there's nothing I can do to keep crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you can easily take my man. You don't know what he means. Don't know what he means to me. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. You can have your choice of man, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. Had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you. Ever you decide to do, whatever you decide to do. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Thank you. beyond compare. Flaming locks of auburn hair. The smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. It talks about you when it's sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep. Well, I can easily understand how you can easily take my man. You don't know what it means. Don't know what it means. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Just because you can.
Jolene by Eric Hyman. His latest album is called Resonate. And I asked him to tell me about the song Little Boy Blue.
Little Boy Blue was written for a 14-year-old transgender boy that I met when I was doing a tour of LGBT youth centers and homes where kids were getting kicked out of their houses. And these amazing people set out a place for them to live and to be in a safe place for that. So he was one of those kids, and it was just amazing to meet somebody at that age, at young, who knew himself so well. And then I wondered, you know, because especially with so many LGBT homeless youth, like I just wondered, you know, where he went and what happened to him. So I wrote that song for him.
Try to commend you, little boy blue, searching this ground up for your truth, over gray mountains, down and through, they don't understand you, but I
and that song is a very neat video, which you can see online. Tell me about Protest Song.
Protest Song is a song that I wrote after playing a lot of Pride and seeing all these protesters and wondering what they were even doing there, and where all their aggression in such a very happy, I don't know, safe environment, where it all kind of comes from, and how if I have to deal with being gay, then they have to deal with it, because it's not easy.
They come to tell me that hell is at my door. How nice of them to warn me a whole lifetime before. I've got the rest of my life till Judgment Day is due. Oops, look at the time, I bet you got better things to do. I was not raised the way you were, and yes, I'm glad I was born this way. Get out of my face, do with it like I have. Do with it like I have. A soldier, I am just an average man, living out my life the best way that I can. I'm not reporting for duty, I'm not recruiting myself. Join armed forces that don't want me unless they need my help. Yeah. Unless they need my help. Yeah. I said, General, I'm quite capable, my strength is my proof. Are you afraid I'll try to sleep with every soldier in my troop? Are you afraid I'd be the hero that you are looking for? And you'd have to thank my faggot ass for winning you your fucking war. I was not raised the way you were, and yes, I'm glad I was born this way. Get out of my face, do with it like I am. Are under attack, and I agree every time I see a gay kid kicked out on his back. How can parents be so cruel, throw you out with no remorse? If that was me, I'd say, if that was me, I'd say, I was not raised the way you were, and yes, I'm glad I was born this way. Sorry, I'm gay too, with it like I have.
Eric Hyman's most openly gay song to date, Protest Song, from his CD, Resonate. And here's another song I can't play on regular radio, by an artist very popular on the Bear music circuit. In fact, almost nothing on his album can be played on broadcast radio, due to those pesky FCC folks. He's Don Harvey, and his debut album is called Good Clean Fun. And it is. He's going to tell you about Jake.
I met my Jake at the construction site way back when I thought I was straight. And then one night we got shit-faced drunk, and well, now I'm his mate. We can't afford a cable TV, and we don't drink fine bottles of wine. So just pick up a six-pack of beer and stop by, we're sure to have a good time. But if our trailer's rocking, don't bother knocking, 'cause Jake and I won't answer the door. 'Cause if our trailer's blocking, it means he's socking the Judy on the dining room floor. My Jake's had big hands that could crush concrete, but I know he'd never do me harm. I'm so in love with that hunk of a man and all his redneck charm. Life in this trailer park in high class, but with Jake I've got no regrets. We fly our rainbow and American flags, tornadoes ain't got us yet. And when our trailer's rockin', don't bother knocking, 'cause Jake and I won't answer the door. 'Cause when our trailer's rockin', it means he's sockin' and to be on the living room floor.
Thank you. trailer's rockin', don't bother knockin', 'cause Jake and I won't answer the door. But when our trailer's rockin', it means he's sockin', it tuned me on the living room floor. And if our trailer's jumpin', it means we're pumpin', don't waste your time, just pick up and go. And if you hear some thumpin', it's just Jake pumping DLA and his buddy's back door. We're two kids who always want more. We don't care if we break the law. We do it till we both are up raw.
In 1979, Canadian artist Bill Amesbury had a hit in Canada that crossed over the border to make it to number 59 on the Billboard charts. I'll tell you why this artist is interesting after you hear his song, Virginia, Touch Me Like You Do.
Hey, Virginia. I know it'll come all right when I look into your eyes. It's something in you doing it to me. My knees start to shake, my hands start to perspirate, and every time you say wait, Lord, I think my belt will break. Virginia, touch me like you do, touch me like you do, like you do. Time to fall apart is when he make those sounds. Don't ever leave me when you're around. The feet hesitate, the voice starts to reverberate. When I finally get a chance, you always want to get up and dance. Virginia, touch me like you do, touch me like you do, 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 like you do. Those eyes, it's something in you. Oh, but it ain't me. My voice starts to break, my feet starts to perspirate. And every time you say, my whole body starts to shake.
Virginia, touch me like you do, touch me like you do, like you do.
Bill Amesbury. And I recently interviewed Canadian artist James Collins, who recorded a song about Amesbury called Do You Mind If We Talk About Bill? I'll let him tell you about the song.
Do You Mind If We Talk About Bill is actually kind of an interesting story song. It's based on the true story of a Canadian pop singer I admired when I was growing up. And the pop singer had actually had undergone a sex change. When I got involved in music, I was actually asking questions about this particular singer, and you know, it was at that point where a group of musicians had told me, James, he's now a woman. It is actually about a Canadian pop singer named Bill Amesbury, who's now known as Barbara. So I just thought the whole story, the idea of a pop singer having a sex change, I found it fascinating. So if I found it fascinating, there's a few other people out there that might find it fascinating as well.
What's the reaction been to that song?
Well, in Canada, it was a top 40 hit up here, nationally at pop radio. since then, I posted the video. We did get a video grant up here, and we did post the video for it on YouTube. And it's interesting, the comments from the people underneath the video. People are pretty fascinated by the song and love the fact that we've taken something that's maybe considered taboo in some circles and made it mainstream.
Well, in the video, you meet Barbara, but I don't guess you've had any contact with the real one.
No. I did hear through some mutual friends in the industry that she was intrigued but mortified by the whole song. I did get a really nice call from her old producer, who said that he really liked the song and knew that it was more of a tribute to Barbara Bill than anything else.
One of Bill Amesbury's best-known songs, which has been covered by Long John Baldry, Mitch Ryder, Marianne Faithfull, and John Cougar, is A Thrill's a Thrill, which James Collins remembered very well.
Well, it's kind of telling, I think, considering that song was written in 1975. It's kind of telling that he does have a phrase that says something like, I think the lyric is, "Leather whips, fingertips, I know a boy who's growing tits." And I sounds like it's sort of semi-autobiographical, I think, at that point.
Now take a hard look around you, babe. Ain't nobody got it made so you can live in your head. Or you can live in your heart. But if you don't live at all, then why the hell do you stop? See, the thrills are thrilling. A thrill's a thrill. Yeah. A thrill's a thrill. Even in paradise. Even in paradise. Now the young boys are all hanging out in bars. Old men don't have to cruise all night in cars. Those young girls that love the smell of flowers, yeah. Oh, women love to play with them for hours. The gays are straight, the straights are queer, the bi's just call everybody dear. They know they get to the fact that paradise, even in paradise. Hey, and we're down to get up. So we have to get down.
Bill Amesbury, who is now Barbara Amesbury. And let's get to some more about James Collins. His latest album is called The Messenger, and it's excellent. I asked him to tell me a little about his other successes in Canada.
Mostly as a writer. I've mostly had success as a writer in Canada. And I think it just got to the point where I was laying down some demos for a couple of singers I'd be working with, and some songs suit my voice and some songs don't. And on a few occasions, a couple of singers have said, "Why aren't you singing these? You sound good on this." I think it all started with me doing a Christmas song a few years ago. I decided to release a Christmas song to radio, and it actually went top 30 across the country. And the very first week it came out, the beginning of December, it was like the most added song across the country. So that sort of fueled an energy or a spark to make me want to do an album and carry on with that and hopefully to continue on and get receiving airplay. So from this one little Christmas song, I decided to record a full-length album. And we actually included on the revised version of this album, "Do You Mind If We Talk About Bill?" and "I Want to Write a Song for Celine Dion" as a bonus track.
Okay, now that you've mentioned the tune, "I Want to Write a Song for Celine Dion," you've got to tell me about it.
That's just a little novelty tune I did. When I'd written the song, I remember walking through a department store and just pondering. And, at this point, I've had, a couple of top 40 hits in Canada as a writer. And I was thinking, well, what would the next step be? And I think if Celine Dion was playing, like, that was the thought that came in mind. Well, I want to write a song for Celine Dion. But I thought, well, why not relay that in song form and have fun with it? It was done more of a novelty song. Even Dr. Demento featured that on a show.
Get one of them cement ponds in Beverly Hills and have them fancy dinner tables and get one of them up there. darkness.
Celine Dion.
If I'm good enough to touch, if I'm good enough to hold, then why can't I be good enough to be the one who gets to be the one with you? If I'm good enough to kiss, if I'm good enough to love, then why can't I be good enough to be the one who gets to steal your heart from you? Why did you have to go and touch me that way? Why did you have to place your lips on mine? Why did you have to go and be so much more than a friend of mine, when friends was all that you had in mind? If I'm good enough to touch, if I'm good enough to hold, then why can't I be good enough to be the one who gets to be the one with you?
Well, I didn't think it quite fair to play the novelty song by James Collins without letting you hear one more track more typical of his album, so I picked the song Good Enough to Love. That song was recorded also by another Canadian act, the Nylons, and it appears on their 2002 album, Play On. That group's been around for about 25 years, and of course there have been personnel changes, but it seems it's always included a gay member or two. Such was the case for their 1984 album, Seamless, with member Mark Connors being openly gay. Sadly, he died of AIDS in 1991. From the Seamless album is their beautiful version of the Beatles song, This Boy.
Someday, this boy wants you back again.
This boy would be happy just to
love you, but oh my, that boy won't be happy till he sees you cry. This boy wouldn't mind the pain, would always feel the same if this boy gets you back again. Ooh, this boy, ooh, this boy, ooh, that boy. This boy wouldn't mind the pain, would always feel the same if this boy gets you back again. Ooh, this boy.
Another artist who is a member of the Nylons is Mika Barnes, and I'm a big fan of his music. I thought his latest album, just called Mika Barnes, was one of the best of last year. I want to thank him for permission for airing a demo from his next album. You'll know this song, the classic Up on the Roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb right up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. There the world below can't bother me. Up on the roof, when I get home feeling tired and beat, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. Hustle and crowd and all that rat race noise down on the street. On the roof's the only place I know where you just have to wish to make it so. Telling you that right smack dab in the middle of town.
paradise that's trouble. And if this old world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Come on, baby, up on the roof. Up on the roof. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Up on the roof. Come on, baby. Up on the
I've been wanting to feature this next song for quite some time, as it's such a beautiful, poignant song. It's called Yard Sale. Now, I have played the song before on my November 2007 show, Songs About AIDS, as sung by David Campbell. But I wanted to really pay tribute to the song, to share the song with you as done by the actual writer, and to get his comments. The writer is Tom Anderson, and here he is talking about Yard Sale, both its inspiration and how the song really got out there.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's basically based on a true story. I was actually going to the store on a weekend, and next door to me, this young fellow was having a sale, a little yard sale, actually a big yard sale. And I thought, God, he had such incredible things he was selling. It looked like his whole life. And what I found out later, when he got sick or when he passed away, was that he basically was selling off, you know, his whole life there and then. So it really struck me that, you know, this casual walking by moment was just something I needed to express, because I thought it was such an astounding story in such a subtle way that I'm sure that happened so many, many times. I mean, I was living in San Francisco. This was in San Francisco. And I was there. I moved there in 79. And I was there until 91, so I had seen just lots and lots and lots of lost a lot of friends, and you kind of feel, you know, you feel helpless, basically. And so something I did kind of know how to do was sing and write, and I just, you know, put pen to paper and just kind of came with that song, mostly for me, you know, just to kind of express something. So then it became part of my repertoire for a while, and I was singing it here and there, kind of becoming known for it here in New York. And then David Campbell, he came to town from Australia, and I had sung it at the Algonquin, in the Oak Room at the Algonquin Hotel here. And he was there with his management, and they asked me about it. And next thing I know, I got a phone call from his record company. You know, David's thinking about, he wants to record it. And, you know, is that okay? And I hadn't come out with my recording yet. And I said, sure. Yeah, why not? You know. So anyways, he had recorded, and then he started singing it in concert. And David was, you know, he was a whirlwind. I mean, he was just kind of all over the place. He was, you know, a real go-getter. And he got that song out just everywhere for me, you know. He was basically responsible for that, because, you know, he's the one that really got it out there.
Took a walk to the grocery store on a sunny Saturday. Thought I'd be right back until I found along the way a yard sale filled with stuff I just had to stop and see if someone else's hand-me-downs were waiting there for me. A young man came walking up and gave a tired grin. His face a little tattered and his frame a little thin, but nonetheless he did his best, appearing charming as can be. He said this to me: take a look around, there are treasures to be found. It's the greatest deal in town, you're sure to find. Some of it's old, some barely, but no offer is refused, 'cause I'm moving on and running out of time. He pointed out his stereo, some silver spoons from Spain, a photograph of Garbo. Signed her name. Two Persian rugs, 10 coffee mugs, a couch and a matching chair. When asked where he was headed for, he simply said, nowhere. Take a look around, there are treasures to be found. It's the greatest deal in town, you're sure to find. Some of it's old, some barely used, but no offer is refused, 'cause I'm moving on and running out of time. So soft, I barely heard, unsure of what to say to him. I didn't say a word. Cause I'm moving on and running out of
Yard Sale by Tom Anderson. and that was on his 1998 album, The Journey. For the last song of this segment, I am in no way doing it justice, as you really need to see the video on YouTube to get the total effect. Remember in some of those 1940s musicals, the cast would suddenly break out into a musical dance number. It didn't make sense, but it was fun. Well, imagine two gay guys in a leather bar breaking out into song and dance, with the other bar patrons joining in, singing about, other diversions. The video from 1998 was called Boot Camp, and you'll hear on vocals John Cantwell and Matthew Solari singing, "Not While We're Dancing, Dear."
In this kind of place, a sweet, handsome face sends my mind on a little spree. Though it's never been tamed, my heart feels ashamed of the thoughts that occur to me. I'd like to dress you up in leather, then pierce your nipples, put them on a tether.
That sounds delightful, we should get together, but not while we're dancing, dear.
I'd like to strip you to your undies, then strip to mine and give each other grundies.
I'll check my date book and I'll clear my sundies, but not while we're dancing, dear. For when we dance, it's not the melody that's
to handcuff one another and then do poppers till we almost smother.
I'd like to take you home to meet my mother,
but not while we're dancing, dear. To leave here if we're able, heat up some wax and strap you to a table.
You know you sound a trifle, well, unstable.
Do you like that?
Yes.
But not while we're dancing, not while we're dancing, not while we're dancing.